Coach, thanks so much for joining us here on the Big 870 WWL.
Thanks for having me, guys. How's everything going?
Doing great, Coach. Can't wait for football season to start. And we know when all these camps sort of end and training camp starts, football is right around the corner. For you, I got to ask you, as a first-time head coach, because I've talked to so many guys, and I've done this 40 years, so I got a little experience in that. They always say that's nothing like the first time, and finding out the buck really does stop with you. You're not a position coach anymore, and it stops with you in a lot of cases.
Yeah, no doubt. It's been a really good process. Yeah, sometimes you gotta remind yourself there are a few more questions you gotta have answers for. But it's been really good, and we're fired up to be back in Louisiana, back in Metairie for training camp, and so this thing's gonna be a lot of fun.
Coach, today, and not that it was a shocking announcement, but it caught a little bit of people by surprise. And when you put that many years into the National Football League, and just how good Tyron was, and for me, having watched him at St. Aug and seeing what he did at LSU and then into the National Football League, and you've got to watch him also in that time span of LSU and certainly in the NFL, to look at what he meant to the NFL and certainly for Louisiana.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you hit it perfectly. His impact on this game has been huge, and his impact on this community has been huge. And being a guy within the NFL as a player and a coach, and watching his career from afar and competing against him in different capacities, he's just had such a huge impact. He's been a premier player in this league, and I think a lot of times these are always hard decisions, guys. For guys, you know, ultimately this game does end for everyone from a playing perspective, either by your own choice or by someone else's choice. And so for him to have an opportunity to kind of go out on his own terms, and really for a chance for all of us just to celebrate just a phenomenal career.
Coach, is this a look at your safety position and say, you know what, I'll take a look at the guys early on, but I may have to go outside the organization to bring somebody in, maybe a veteran, because now the pro game sort of mirrors the college game in so many ways, and the way they run routes and the crossing. And so there's so much communication that goes on. Now, I'm not saying a rookie can't do it, but that veteran who has seen that, been in those positions, certainly has a big advantage when you play that spot where Tyron did.
No doubt, no doubt. I think you know, you're not going to replace Tyron with his ability from that standpoint. But you know, you certainly see it with Justin. Just seeing Justin out there, the experience that he has playing in this league for a number of years, and the premier player he is, he's seen a lot of football, and he can communicate at a really high level. And so we certainly have some younger guys that were fired up. They've done an awesome job through this whole offseason process. We're always in roster evaluation mode. We're always, you know, trying to accumulate, you know, as many talented players as we can. And so Mickey, all those guys, they do a phenomenal job continuing to, you know, navigate that path. And if something presents itself, then we'll be ready to fire.
Coach Moore, things were warm here for mini camp OTAs, and the temperature on the broiler has been turned up an extra notch now that we're at the end of late July here. Just curious, how do you plan on dealing with the heat wave that's out for training camp? And are you surprised the last couple of days on how blazing it's been down here?
Certainly, I think, yeah, it's hot, it's humid. It's a part of the experience here in Louisiana, but I think it's a huge opportunity and advantage for us to train in this heat, because, you know, it'll test us, which will be a really, really good thing. It'll put us in a really good position. Training camp is a time where you do need to stress your body in some capacity. I think we got phenomenal support from a training staff and sports performance perspective. I think we got an excellent plan put together to, you know, get some really good work down here. And, you know, I think the other, you know, awesome aspect of it is we get a chance to be in front of our fans for a number of days through the next couple weeks. And so we're fired up to be a part of that.
Coach Moore, just because of the agreement between the owners and players, practices look a lot different today than they did, certainly, even 10 years ago. It's dramatically different. I remember two-a-days, and at one time, Hank Stram had told me this, man, Mike, I ran three-a-days. And I'm like, what? man, Coach, you ain't got nothing left. And he was like, man, we kind of wore him down. I think that has a negative impact on offensive and defensive line, because I think you do need that work, the physical work of it. I understand the safety part of it and trying to keep your players healthy for a longer period of time. But I think for young players, the development, the physical part of the game, it takes a little bit longer for those guys today than it did, say, 5 to 10 years ago.
I couldn't disagree at all. I think just the way it's structured with the off-season programs, OTAs have been structured in a way that, you know, that it's non-padded and a little bit of a controlled competitive environment. We have an acclimation period through training camp that, you know, from a sports performance and a medical perspective, allows these guys to ramp up from the summer. But really after that, you know, our number one objective in training camp is the physicality of this game. And, you know, these guys got, there's a physical toughness, a mental toughness. You play in pads ultimately on Sundays. And so really we have to steer our training camps towards that and focus on that and put these guys in as many situations, these offense and defense alignment. It'll be a critical aspect to our success this year.
Coach, I think one of the things in training camp today, especially, is the development of young players and to get them ready, because you don't want to put somebody out there that doesn't know what the hell they're doing. And you don't want to put anybody out there who knows maybe 50% of what he should be doing. You want them to understand. I think that is a big part of training camp and also preseason today, to get time that younger players, if they're in their first year, rookie, second year, whatever, to get action out on the field, because there's nothing like playing. And being competitive out on the field. I think that is the other part of this, of getting younger players ready so when September comes, you know what the hell you're doing on every play.
No doubt, no doubt. I think the start of our training camp would be really focused on building a really good foundation from a schematic standpoint and obviously from a physical standpoint. And as we get into the preseason games and start, you know, closing our eyes a little more focused and focusing in on the regular season, we'll start shifting our focus there a little bit. But, you know, a lot of these guys will be getting as many guys opportunities early in this camp as possible. And those young guys will get a ton of reps and they'll be ready to roll, and we're excited to see them.
Talking with Saints head coach Kellen Moore here on WWL Saints Radio. And man, oh man, I was telling you about the heat. I'm excited to be out there tomorrow along with the fans. This quarterback battle, everybody's been talking about the competition that's coming up on this team. Spencer Rattler, Tyler Shuck, also Jake Haener in the mix. Those three guys battling for the starting job of this team. Going to be so interesting to see how this unfolds, coach. But, you know, you're a QB guy, obviously. What are you looking for out of the position from one of these guys to win over that starting gig?
Yeah, great question. I thought these guys have just knocked it out of the park from an off-season program perspective. I thought they did an excellent job during OTAs, their summer. I can tell these guys just put a ton of work into this thing and for this opportunity, and so we're excited to let these guys just go for it. You know, I think as far as the evaluation, there's the physical component, which all of us can see and we'll all see, and I think these guys can all make all the throws they need to make. So much of this thing, I think, comes down to the operation of the offense, the decision-making, and the consistency. And that's really, you know, what we'll continue to evaluate. And I think part of training camp and part of preseason games is these guys face a little bit of adversity. You know, sometimes you're going to throw an interception in training camp, and that's okay. How do they respond? You know, and I think that's a really good test for us to see these guys go in all these different situations. And, you know, we'll let it play out.
Coach, I'm going to tell you this. When Drew Brees was here, he didn't respond well to an interception. Man, he'd take that helmet and slam that thing on the ground. He didn't like that at all. But I think a big part of the game, and we see a little bit more of it, and you were part of it last year, certainly, with the Eagles, the ability to run the football when you need to and have to. And that means building depth along your offensive line and also at running back. Now, last year, you had a workhorse in Saquon. He was just unbelievable last year. But, you know, not everybody's Saquon Barkley, and Alvin is certainly a special player. That seemed to be a point of interest for the organization in the offseason, try to build up better depth along the offensive line and also at running back.
Yep, no doubt. You know, this offensive line, I think, organization over a number of years now, invested a ton of resources there, which is the right way to go. I truly am a quarterback guy at heart, but this game is controlled in so many ways with the offense and defensive line, and so we feel like we've invested a ton in those two spaces, which is great. And the running back room with Alvin and the guys behind him, we're excited to see all those guys compete, and so you know, you need a number of running backs to be ready to handle an NFL season. Even with Saquon's year last year, Kenny Gainwell played a critical role. He played a ton of big time snaps for us. And so, we're going to count on a number of these guys to contribute, and, Alvin will lead the way.
Coach Moore, how are you feeling heading into your first training camp as a head coach? I know you've been around the block a few times, but you're the head guy in charge now.
Yeah, it's just been a great opportunity. It's been a phenomenal organization, great people. Really excited to get this thing going. OTAs feels like the baby steps, and you're building. But now we're transitioning into the real thing, and so training camp's going to lead you right into the regular season, and we're excited to get to work.
Coach, what are the things, you being an offensive coach, and you saw it last year, the ability to run the football and stop the run was so big. And I think for this football team the last couple of years, that's sort of come undone a little bit. They had been known for a team that really could stop the run. They didn't give up 100 yards rushing to one runner for a long period of time. And then the last couple of years, that wasn't the case. That, to me, seems to be the biggest point of interest that you've got to get better at this offseason to lead into the season, I think, to try to stop the run. Because if you can do that, then, man, it makes it really, really difficult to get off the field.
Well, certainly it's a big part of what we're going to be building through training camp, and the physicality of our football team and the ability to run the football, the ability to stop the run is always a key aspect of that. And so we'll invest plenty of time into it and put a lot of focus in it each and every day.
Have you gotten a chance at all, Coach, to, you know, go around town, explore the city some, or has it been really just buried in the books all about football for you?
There's been plenty of tasks to accomplish. We do get our moments to explore the city and the state, and it's been a phenomenal process. Just really enjoyed this area, the people. It's been a really special place, and we're excited to get everyone out for training camp into preseason games and get the dome rolling in the fall.
Coach, one of the things, too, is when you're trying to reload and rebuild your football team, I think to win on special teams. And it's always been a point of interest. And you had a special teams coach before. Man, he was big on that. And now Phil Galliano comes in to take over the special teams. And that is such a big part of the game. People don't realize how much of an impact it can have on a game if it's a return or a strip of a return man or a punt inside the 10-yard line or hitting the field goals you got to hit. I know Martin Anderson was on and said, man, when I was kicking, 75% was really good. Today, you get fired if you're a 75% kicker. You got to be in the 80s to do that. That has been something that I think for this season that has got to play big for you.
Yeah, certainly we feel like there's been some good investment there. We're excited to let the kicking competitions go through that process because we got just some phenomenal players in those two spaces, and so be a big part of our organization. And Phil's done a phenomenal job. Him being here from for the last few years, I thought you know, just a great transition. He's a phenomenal coach. Phenomenal. We'll do a phenomenal job just developing our special teams program and putting ourselves in a really good position. Like you said, special teams, they make game-changing plays, and we want to provide that again.
Coach, you got the yin and the yang of place kickers. Man, with Blake Groupe and Smith. Man, yeah. And you see him for the first time, Smith, and you're like, whoa, look how big this dude is. And then, you know, I've done a couple of events with Blake Groupe, but both those guys, I think that'll be a really good competition between both, because I think both those guys can kick in the NFL.
No question. We feel like we got two guys going to really kick at a really high level in this league. They're both going to be kickers in this league. And the same thing goes for the punting game. You know, I think we got two guys there that are just tremendous talents, and we're excited to let these guys play it out.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Really appreciate it. Wish you the best of luck. And, hey, go Saints.
There you go. Appreciate it, guys. We'll see you out here.
Who that, Coach?
All righty. Head coach Kellen Moore. In his first year, Steve, as the head coach of the Saints, and there's nothing like that first year. You learn so much. I remember, man, Coach Payton, he went on and on with Bobby and I about that first year and what I learned from that the first year and how not to do things and how to do things, because the buck does stop with you. Okay, when you're a position coach, you got a group. Now you got 53 guys, practice squad, assistant coaches, everything flows through your vein.
Yeah, Mike, and I'm just hoping that that awesome game plan that he had against the Kansas City Chiefs, that kind of offense can translate here in New Orleans, because that was something.
Man, I wish he could have brought that offensive line and Saquon. Man, we call it a day.